Yes, indeed, Kieran. Two Donegal records in the same day, and both internationally. We'll go with the big one, the really, really, really big one, Mark English, a 142.97. The first time he has ever ran sub 143, and it's just one of those unbelievable runs once again from Mark. The race was won by Brandon Miller from the US. It's the Diamond League in London. 70,000 people packed into the stadium there. The stadium, of course, the Olympic Stadium, which doubles up for West Ham during the soccer season, and all the excitement. And later in the day, there's going to be a crack at the world record for the mile, but Our attention really turned on that Mark English on the start line. Also on the field was Cian McPhillips, the other Irish athlete. So there's always an emphasis when the two Irish lads go head-to-head. But there was no doubt about it today. It was just Mark English. He came off the bend about fifth. And then you knew, you absolutely knew that he was going ahead. He was heading for home at that point in time, and he was going to eat up some guys that were in front of him. And that's exactly what he did as he ran for a PB, a new Donegal record, his fastest time in his life, and possibly his best ever performance at this stage of his career. That's so, so significant as we are 3 weeks out from the European Championships in Birmingham. He's just within the last few days came back from altitude. He's been up in Granada in the mountains again, and that is working for him, continues to work for him. It's a plan that he's been on. We've been on for quite a while, so it's good, and it's working for him extremely well. So he needs to now balance that out over the next couple of weeks to prepare for that final assault on the European Championships in Birmingham. But let's say it again, a sub 143 to be 43. I never thought it was possible, really, to be honest. But today, again, he proved all the people in the world wrong. He's always, you know, people say, well, he's ran fast. He'll not run any faster. He never runs sub 144. He did that. Now he's sub 143. He's at 142.97. That's a world-class time and a world-class race with some of the best runners in the world champions, Olympic champions, Wanyani and so on from Kenya, Hoppel, all the rest of them, Bergen from England and so on. So look, the best in the world were in the race. He finished second. The US guy beat him. He got away off the bend, but Mark came storming down that bend, and yet another unbelievable performance from the Finn Valley man. So that was his story. Earlier in the day, very earlier in the day, at 10:07 Italian time, a young Tara Rose Smith from Finn Valley, she was on the start line in the semi-final of the Under-18 European Championships. She came through the heat yesterday very impressively with a really good performance, finishing second in her heat, finishing very strongly. Again, coming off that last 150, she finished very strongly. And again, she had a really big performance. She's 16 years old. She had a really big performance. She's been shaping up for this all through the season. She's been running under the standard on a number of occasions, and she's an exciting young athlete, a very serious athlete for her age and so on. So without getting too excited about it, this was a great performance. It was a senior Donegal record for the 16-year-old at 2:06.73, and that record has stood for something like 30-35 years. So, you know, a lot of good athletes have had a go at lowering it, but it happened today for Tara Rose Smith of Finn Valley out in the sea, and serious heat, of course, as well. But on the back of a good heat yesterday, then the semi final today, she didn't make the final. In her heat, the Slovakian girl broke the European Under-18 record, a championship record as well. And she didn't make the final. She was one place off the final, but significant in the sense that the speed and the impact of her performance. And, you know, on many occasions, I got to reflect on this, on many occasions, young athletes at that age go out and look around them and experience it, you know. She went out there and performed in her first major championships. You know, she took it on and she performed, and she did a PB performance yesterday and today. So, I mean, that's significant. You know, she just didn't go to take in the experience. She obviously has the experience and she'll build on it. So two really big performances, two new Donegal records over 800 metres, one at the very top end of the sport, at the world top end of the sport to Mark English, and another developing young athlete. So we've got to be excited about that. Elsewhere, in Budapest yesterday, in what's called the FISEG Games, a number of Loretto Kenny students were competing. Aoife McGeehan from Glen Swilly. Again, he's been doing well on national competitions here in Ireland. She again excelled and got herself a medal in those FISEG Games out there in Budapest. So that's a big, big plus for her at the end of what has been a very good season underage. She's a member of Olympian Athletic Club, which is based out there in Glen Swilly. So a big boost for them, of course. But she's a student at Loretto Letterkenny. And as I say, there was a number of Letterkenny convent students out there. And indeed, Loretto have a history of athletes competing successfully at the FISEG Games, going back even 40 years. So she now adds to that the story of FISEG Games success at European level in this instance. But the big story, Mark English, 3 weeks out from the European Championships, sets a PB, sets a new Donegal record, sets a lifetime best, and now moves on.